This week's parasha, we have parashas Tetzaveh. In parashas Tetzaveh, we have a description at length in the Torah of the Bigdei Kehuna, of the various different garments that the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol wore, the regular Kohen wore, the Kohen Gadol wore. And the garments that the Torah describes are not exactly just regular general garments. The Gemara learns that in various different places. There were very deep ideas found and embedded in the Bigdei Kehuna. I'd like to talk today about one of the Bigdei Kehuna and learn some very, very important lessons, I think, from that beged. I think a lesson that if we really internalize could make a big difference in our lives. The pasuk says at the beginning of Shlishi, V'yasisa es me'il ha'efod k'liot t'cheles. You're to make the me'il. What's a me'il?
Jacket.
A jacket, a coat. The Kohen wore a very long me'il. Me'il, it was called a me'il ha'efod. This was a special Kohen gadol garment, me'il ha'efod. And it was k'liot t'cheles. It was made completely out of t'cheles. The Gemara says in Maseches Zevachim, and daf tzadi ches and mebeis, and the me'il, this special coat, was mechaper, atoned for the avera of lashon hara. There's a connection, the Gemara learns out, from between the me'il, this long coat, and lashon hara. Fellas, usually we have a principle, a concept, of ein shnei nevi'im misnab'in b'signon echad, which means, we don't usually find two great scholars saying the same point, but I found an exception to the rule. Because in this parasha, you find that the Chafetz Chaim Zatzal and the Kliyoker on the parasha basically have the same ideas and themes. They bring out lessons from the Me'il that we can learn out regarding Lashon Hara. I'd like to speak about a few of them. What color was the Me'il? What color? Tcheles. How much Tcheles? Entirely Tcheles. What does that represent? Says the Kliyoker on this pasuk, you're supposed to make the me'il kliyot techeles, because the me'il is mechaper on lashon hara. Therefore, it should be techeles, because the Gemara says that techeles is a similar color to the before you get to the sky, to the yam. Techeles is domel yam, yam to the shemayim, shemayim to the kisei hakavod. Says the Kliyoker, we're supposed to learn a lesson about speech from the sea. Why? So he points out, the pasuk says in Sefer Iyov, Hashem says to the Yam, Ad potavo. The Yam doesn't cover the entire earth. The Yam covers a certain part. Hashem says, stop here. And says the Kliyaka, we're supposed to learn from the sea the same thing. We have certain things. We have some things we want to say. Ah, a good juicy piece of gossip, a good geschmacka way to put somebody down. No. Learn from the yam. Ad potavo. You got to stop. Sometimes you got to stay until here and no more. I'm not going further. I'm not saying. I'm going to stop over here. The Chafetz Chaim learns a little bit different, a variation on the theme. The Chafetz Chaim says no. When it says in the pasuk that the me'il is supposed to be techeles, it's supposed to remind you of the yam, which reminds you of the Rakia, which reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod. And says the Chafetz Chaim is supposed to remind us of the fact that we're going to have to give a Din V'Cheshbon. 120 years, we're going to go up to Shemayim, and the Baal Shem is going to say, hey, you see that thing, that Avera? That's your Avera. And he goes, I didn't do that Avera. I'm clean from that Avera. Yeah, but you spoke Lashon Hara about that guy, so guess what? You got his Avera. It's not fair. The answer is, Abosai, the Tcheles reminds us of the Din. There's a Din on Lashon Hara. That's what Chafetz Chaim learns. Okay, what else do you know about the Me'il? How many pieces were in the Me'il? Says the Pasuk in Pasuk Lamed Beis. V'ayah pi rosho b'silcho. The head of the Me'il, the hood, if you will, was tucked in to the collar, to the top of the coat. Safa, what's safa? An edge. Yeah, lefiv saviv. You see beautiful echoes in the psukim to speech. Safa is lips. Piv is a mouth. And both the Chofetz Chaim and the Kriyaker point out the following exact idea. The Torah is telling you to limit the way that you talk, to hold back. The Chofetz Chaim quotes the Gemara in Maseches Chulin. The Pasuk says, Tola Eretz Al Belima. Hashem hangs the world on nothingness. And Chazal say, you know what? The whole world hangs Al Misha Bolim as Piv, on a person that holds back his mouth, B'Shas Meriva. He's got a great line. He's got a great diss. He's got a great thing to say to somebody to get him. Great shtach. And what does he do? And what's he done? Held up the entire world. That's all he's doing. All he's doing is holding up the entire world. Says the Chofetz Chaim and the Kriyaka, that's what we're supposed to learn out from this parsha of Lashon Hara, from the Me'il. The Me'il has a safaliyet, the fifth sin. There's a border to remind ourselves that we have to curb and keep back on what we say a little bit. But I was thinking to myself last night, why exactly the Me'il? Of all things that the Torah could have taught us this lesson of Lashon Hara about, why the Me'il? There's so many things. It could have been, I don't know, the hat, the tzitz, it could have been the ksonas, it could have been, why the Me'il? Why does the Chazal learn about Lashon Hara from the Me'il? I'm not sure about this answer, I didn't see it, but I thought the following suggestion, maybe. Fellas, the Me'il is external. It's the most external garment that a person wears. The coat is the thing that a person wears most on the outside. So many times in life, fellas, Lashon Hara comes about because of simple externalities. You see that guy's shirt? You see those pants? He's been wearing them for the last week in a row. He hasn't changed his pants in a month. On the outside, you see those boots? They're Uggs. They're ugly. Ugg. That's why it's called ugly, because they're Uggs. You see those cracks? You see the externals. Because oftentimes Lashon Hara comes about from the total externalities, from the outside of a person. We don't look deeper. We don't see more of a picture. Says the Torah, you know what? The Me'il is going to be made out of Techeles. Because Techeles reminds you to look deeper. Techeles is domeh to the sea, which is similar to the sky, which is similar to the Kisei HaKavod, and reminds you that it's deeper and deeper and deeper, and don't be so shallow. If we're shallow in life, fellas, we're going to come to a lot of Lashon Hara. Look at his shirt. Look at our thing. Look at that. But if we have depth, we look deeper, we see more, we're able to save ourselves a lot of times from bad cases of Lashon Hara. I both said we were all in a tiyul this past week. Some of us are there longer than others. I was only zocher to be in the city of Eilat for a few hours. But I was zocher to hike down with you guys a lot of times in Eilat. And on the way down the hike, so hikes, you know, hikes are beautiful times to see the wonders of Hashem, to see the mountains and to be so high and look down on the Yam HaMelech and to see great things. And I witnessed something, which some of you also may have witnessed. And I'm not going to tell you details because I'm talking about Lashon Hara now. I don't want to say Lashon Hara now. But it could have been any one of these, any scenario. And I witnessed something, and I want to just tell you what I think about what I witnessed. I witnessed after a certain hike, there were some kids that were doing some silly things. What were they doing? Nothing major. Nothing major. And I was on a bus, and I was watching from my window, kids doing some certain silly things, and it could have been many, I could think back of many scenarios that it could have been. And I heard on the bus, people just, you see him, you see what he's doing. You see him up there, you see what he's doing. I said to myself, Nebuch. That's called shallow. You know what he's really doing, maybe? Maybe he really wants someone to care about him. Maybe he's really calling out for attention. Maybe he doesn't get enough attention, so he has to do something silly because he wants people to recognize him as an individual. I both say, so many times Lashon Hara comes about because of shallowness, because of just seeing the immediate thing in front of us without being able to see a little bit deeper into the situation. I have to tell you the truth. My father's a rabbi, as many of you know. And I am the son of a rabbi, which has a lot of different challenges that came with it. He's a rabbi's son. One of the biggest challenges I had was my friends always like looked at me, if Andy's doing it, then it's okay. If not, you know, like I had my challenges. Okay, fine. But one of the most challenging things as a rabbi's child, fellas, I'll tell you this, personal experience, is that the rabbi is always on display. and that whatever he says is always discussed and donned up. I don't want to take a survey here, but I'm pretty sure I'll probably be right. What's the most common thing discussed at a Shabbos table? What the rabbi say in shul? What's the rabbi? What are discussed in shul? What do you say in shul today? So if it was good, okay. If it sometimes wasn't to their liking, great opportunity to take a baseball bat and bang the rabbi without even being there. He can't even fight back. And he can't. And where does it come from? Where does it stem from? It stems from both from a shallowness. It stems from a good opportunity for gossip. And Rabosa, I could tell you from personal experience, not from my father, but I've seen a lot in this field particularly. We don't understand, but it really, 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 really could kill somebody. One line, one insult, one comment can literally kill a person. When Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, said, Maves v'chayim b'yad ha-lashon, death and life is in the hands of the tongue, he wasn't joking. He wasn't giving an exaggeration, a guzma. Yeah! No, no. It really, I've seen people with my own eyes, I've seen them, whose lives were totally destroyed because of a lashon hara that was totally sheker, that was said about them. Lives destroyed. People that went from the top of the world to literally down, down, down the bottom of existence because of a lashon hara, a fake, a sheker. But once it was out there, that's it, you can't get it back. I want to close the shmooze with a beautiful medrash, a famous medrash. The medrash is found in Parshas Metzora. And I want to share with you a beautiful insight of Chafetz Chaim on this medrash, and we'll close the talk. The Medrash says in the Pasuk, Zos tiyet Torah ha-Metzorah. This is the Torah of the Metzorah, says the Medrash. Hadou dichsiv. What does it mean? What Pasuk refers to this idea? Mi ha-ish ha-chafetz chayim. Who is the one that wants life? Maaseh, says the Medrash, b'rochel echad. There was a rochel. What's a rochel? A peddler. Shaya mechazir ba-yoros. He went out in the towns. Shayu smuchos tzipori. He was going near the town of Tzipori. And he would go out and scream, and he would say, "Man boi lemizban samachayim. Who wants to buy the potion of life? Utkinale, come, I'll sell you the potion of life." The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yana, I have a yosiv u'pasha petorkline." Rabbi Yana was sitting home and he was learning Torah in his house. Shame, he heard the machir is man boi sam chayim. He heard this peddler coming along and saying, "Who wants a portion of life?" On my way, so he said to the peddler, "Ta, come here. Sakla ocha zavuli. I want life. Sell me some life." On my way, so the peddler said to Rabbi Yanai, "Lav antzarich leiv, lav tekavasach. You don't need it. It's not for you. You're okay, Rabbi. You're covered. It's not people like you." Atrachale. Rabbi Yanai persisted. "I want some. Give me some of that potion." Hotzi lo sefer tehillim. So the man took out sefer tehillim. Hera lo pasuk. And he opened the pasuk. Mi ha'ish ha'chavitz chayim. Who is the person that wants life? Maksiv basre. What does it say afterwards? Netzor l'shon cha meira. Usfasecha midabir mirma. Sur meira v'aseh tov. He said, "You want life? Don't speak Lashon Hara. You'll have life." Nitzor Lashon Chameira. Says Rabbi Yanai, "I'm Rabbi Yanai. Av Shlomo Machriz Vomer. Shlomo also says, Shlomo HaMelech. Shomer Piv Ulashono. A person that guards his mouth and his tongue. Shomer Mitzaro Snap, so he'll save himself from Mitzaro." Listen to this last line of the Medrash. "I'm Rabbi Yanai." Rabbi Yanai said, "Kol Yomai Yisikori HaPasuk Hazeh. My whole life I used to read this pasuk. V'lo'isi yodea hechanu pashit. I didn't know how simple it was. Ad shebar rochel v'odia me'eish chametz chayim. Until this rochel taught me this lesson." Rabosai, the obvious question is, what exactly did the peddler teach him? What did he learn from the peddler? He knew the pshat in the pasuk, me'eish chametz chayim. So why is he so excited about this peddler? Said the chametz chayim so beautifully, listen carefully. What's a peddler? What's the difference between a peddler and a store owner? A storekeeper, you can pay on credit. come back tomorrow. A peddler gets the reward, what? Right away, he's just traveling, he's on the go. Said Rabbi Yana, what he learned from this peddler was, you want the reward in this world. He always knew he would get Schar Olam Haba for Nastik Lashon Hara. But in this world you want Schar. Like a Rochel, you want to be a peddler in this world. You'll have life. In this world, what's the answer? The answer is, you have a chance, we have a chance with our mouth to literally give life or chas v'shalom take away life. And the Eitzah, Rabosai, is the Eitzah of the Rochel. You want life? Life in this world, because you can kill with your mouth, chas v'shalom, and you can build, you could build and you can give life with your mouth. Rabosai, we learned about the Mi'il. The Mi'il is Techeles. The Mi'il had a border. The Mi'il teaches us not to be shallow. It was the lesson, it's the source of teaching us to be careful with how we speak. If and when we speak carefully, and our nizar are very, very careful not to speak Lashon Hara, so hopefully we'll be zocheh. We'll come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 120 years and we'll say, welcome aboard. And not only did you get life, please God, in the world to come, but you were privileged to have a life in this world. Have a wonderful Shabbos, fellas.